Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. You tune in to Dr. V with Love, our special segment, Genesis Talks, with Prophetess Tanya and Dr. V. And we are so excited about you being on the air with us tonight. And if you're listening to this archive because you missed it, because you couldn't stay up long enough, I know 11 o'clock is late, especially for the East Coast people. But for those of you on the West Coast, it's early. You just got up from the dinner table, perhaps, or came home from the gym, or got home from Bible study, this, that, wherever you've been. But you're early, so you can catch it. You'll be refreshing. But we thank God for whenever you listen to Dr. V with Love. We count it a privilege. Since we've been airing, oh my God, how many years has it been? Since 2010, we've had over 30,000 listeners. And you know what? That's something to shout about. That's something to get excited about. That's something to say, thank you, Lord, praise you, Jesus, about. You know what I mean? It's because God. God, He has a way of blessing His people and affirming a calling and election in their lives, and who would love a God like that? Well, what we do unashamedly and unapologetically from a Christian perspective, we pray and ask the Holy Spirit to be the real host of the show. Let Dr. V follow his lead so that you might be blessed. So we ask you to pray along with us tonight. Would you do that? Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you, Father. We praise you. We glorify your name, dear Lord. We thank you for being so good to us, so merciful. Your love is just amazing to us because you love us in spite of ourselves. You love us in spite of our shortcomings. You love us even when we're not disciplined. So you gave us the topic of this show tonight, to live the disciplined lifestyle, and we're going to introduce the different disciplined lifestyle of the writer tonight. Father, we need you. We need you to just lead us and guide us into all truth so we can uncover those areas in our lives that are hindering us from having free forward movement, from obeying your will in a timely manner, for being available to you when you need us the most to reach your people. For whatever purpose you purposed us with these gifts, skills, talent, and time, Father, I know that you want us to represent you well. And so we can't do that without your help. We ask you, Lord God, now that you've given us the top, just put the words in our mouth so that we might be edifying to those that are listening. Father, we pray for this whole entire world. Oh, my God, do we need you now? There's so many social issues all across this country and in many other countries, Father God, and you know what they are. We, the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, and all those that dwell therein, Father. And so wherever the need is greatest, Father, we just ask you to be ever God in the lives of those people that are suffering now all over the world. Let them experience your love in some tangible way this very day, this very evening. Where there are wars, Father God, please, you know, help those that are fighting for their own ideologies, Father God. Help them to get the mind of Christ, Lord God, and put down their weapons and be the peace that need that they're seeking for. For those that are starving all over the world, Father God, drop manna from heaven and feed them. Move upon the hearts of those who have needs, that they might be the provision representing you, Father. We thank you, Lord God, for healing those that are sick and that are in hospitals all over the world, Father God, that need medical help, that need cure, that need support. Father God, you are the great physician in our lives, and we thank you for being that. For relationships all over the world, Lord God, for broken hearts, for people who can't seem to walk in oneness, for anger in relationships, Father God, for discord of any kind, for the mistrust, Lord God, for the just need for better communication,
or to turn away from the violence and turn to love and more peace. We ask you to bless relationships all over the world tonight. Father, we ask you also to erase and give new hearts to those that are hearts that are filled with racism and just general violence. Man's inhumanity to man. I know you're sick and tired of seeing it, Father God, and we're sick and tired of experiencing it, Father God. So we ask you to pour out an anointing on the land, Lord God, and heal the hearts of people, restore, replace the hearts of people so that they will know love and know how to love each other. And know that we all have your very DNA running through our bodies, Lord God, and you have made no great and no small, but you've made people that you love. Father, there's just so much to this prayer, but we felt led to pray and present ourselves to you, Lord God. We need you in every way, physically, spiritually, emotionally, and financially. And so we thank you, Lord God, for being every God in our lives. And allow Dr. V with Love, this broadcast, to be a conduit, a voice, Lord God, for your desires, what's on your heart, what's in your mind, what's in your thoughts toward your people, Lord God. And we just thank you for giving us the opportunity to serve you in this way. And it's in the precious name of Jesus, the Christ, our Lord, and our Savior. We praise you and we pray. Amen. Glory to God. And thank you, Jesus. All right. Thank you for praying. Well, you know, sometimes God just takes me in a direction. I didn't know I was going to pray all that, but I'm glad I did. It made me feel good. And also, it blessed me to be a blessing to you in prayer tonight. Okay. Tonight's broadcast, we wanted to introduce the topic. And, again, we have author Melvin Davis. That's going to be coming to us next Monday. And when he comes, he's going to really blow up the topic on the lifestyle of a disciplined writer, a disciplined lifestyle of the writer. Yeah, he's going to blow it up. But I want to talk to you a little bit about that because, you know, I have some firsthand experience about being undisciplined as a writer. I know. God always used me. Be the example of what not to do, huh? Sometimes. But I've been writing and publishing, self-publishing, and helping others write and self-publish just, I guess, the 2005. So what? That'll make this a 15. So about, it's been 8 years. Yeah. Oh, yeah. 8 years. It seems like forever, though. But and it's been a great and marvelous experience. But I can look back and I can honestly tell you that, there are times that we're staying disciplined and staying focused and staying on meeting deadlines was just so challenging because I had so many, oh, my God, distractions. And I didn't have a good habit of carving out time for my writing and making that time priority for my writing. You know, I would come into my office, I would turn the TV on, I would turn, open up Facebook, and I'd find myself an hour into the time that I had available just scrolling down and reading other people's work and commenting here and there or whatever, stopping and watching an episode of Scandal or answering a phone call and that, not being guarded about the time that I had designated for my writing. I allowed the easiest little distraction to take place. And so before you know it, I found myself with 3 books on the burner. God is very good about giving me content and subject matter, but it's leaving it up to me to put it all together and put it in a way that you can handle it this day. I'm putting it out there and getting it published and promoting and all like that. All my stuff, God has did his part. He's given me, the Bible says that God would give us the knowledge of witty invention. So God gave it
to me, and then I dropped the ball so many times. Why? Why did I do that? Because I was undisciplined in my writing as an author. And so I realized one day when I had four books on, you know, in various stages of completion, and it had passed, each of them had gone past the 1 year mark. And please don't let me leave this out. My first officially self-published book, it only took me 7 years to write that. I'm laughing, but that thing, I was so proud when I had finished that book. But I had done workshops and conferences and retreats and counsel, you know, through the book and everything, but get it published. And so when I finally got it published, I stood down and I thought, okay, this is it. The Lord gave me a warning. I'll never forget it. It was Easter of 2007. And I was coming home from church, and I was just getting ready to cross over the threshold of my front door. And I heard the Holy Spirit say, clearly, do not come out of this house again until you finish that book. I mean, I just heard the Lord. It was kind of like, boom, you're going to do this, or else you're going to be on lockdown for real, for real. And so I took that thing seriously. I went and I didn't put on my Sunday clothes. I went straight. And I sat down on my computer and began to, you know, pull up files and this and that, you know, trying to find all my notes and what have you. And guess what? I couldn't find it because my computer crashed that very day. I said, OMG, God, how do I do this? So I was able to get a computer back, but I couldn't pull up my files. Couldn't find them on this and messing. So I had someone else that was co-writing with me. I had to have her to email me her notes again. And I had to sit down because I knew what the Father said. I can't come out of this house until this book is finished. So since I couldn't find my notes, I had to sit down and literally over a three-day period, I rewrote the whole book. Yes, I did. It was amazing. But guess what? God backed me up even then, even because I was disobedient, you know, to just continue to, you know, allow distractions in my life and things and circumvented me in so many ways that I could not get this book finished. But I finished it in 3 days. The very first day, as I was waiting to get my computer repaired and up and going again, I called my publisher, which I talked to on several occasions, and she had been waiting on my transcript for well over a year. I sent my manuscript, so I said, listen, I got a speaking engagement down in Texas 15 days from now, and I need my book. I need to take it with me. She said, well, that is a rush, but I've been waiting on it this long. Let's just do it. Send me your file. And I go, well, I can't really do that right now because my computer is cracked. She said, well, send me something. Send me the book cover. It's something for me to work on today. And she said, I'll need that manuscript by tomorrow. I did not close my eyes. I did not go to sleep. I did not wash my clothes. I did not make love to my husband. I didn't cook. I didn't brush my teeth. I didn't do anything. Put 72 hours. On the third day, I found myself in the office of my publisher handing that disc over with the manuscript on it and sit down with her for several hours to get the formatting like we wanted it. And she sent me back, actually, the cover within 2 hours. I loved it. Didn't have to change a thing. I'm talking about my book, Woman by Revelation, the journal. And so on the third day, I ended up there in her office. We finished tweaking it, you know, checking everything that we could think of, that, you know, editing and that kind of thing. And she sent it off for printing. And within 10 days, she called me
run on the 8th day, I believe. And she said, come get your books. And 2 days later, I was on a plane to Houston, Texas, to speak at Fairview A&M University, stopping in Atlanta, mind you, and selling almost all of my books. Yes, I did. They had 25 or 30 books. I was carrying about, I was carrying about 50 books with me, and I had to drop about 30 in Atlanta. I didn't think I was going to have to, but when I landed in Atlanta, I go, oh, we need about 10 or 15 more of your books. And so I barely got to Houston with any books because Atlanta was picking them up like crazy. And so we got there. I spoke the first women's conference that they've had on campus. And oh, it was an awesome opportunity. But I was telling them my story about how, you know, the lack of discipline, what the play in part of my, it taking me 7 years to write that book. And, but listening to the voice of God and moving with God saying, I don't know about you, but God has this tall voice. He uses with me when sometimes, and he let me know, listen, I've, you know, enough is enough already. Let's do it. And so he did, and he came across in that tone of voice, and I had to get up off of my desk and get it done. And I was pleased. Okay, so I'm going to tell you, that's part A of the story. Part B of the story is I still have to do the full this book version of that book, okay? And hint, that's why we're doing this broadcast, because I need a booster shot, as it were, to make sure that I get these, not only the book, Woman by Revelation, but His Black Rose and Her Sageness and Teacup Theology. Those three books, those four books, should be on my website, ready for you to purchase, right? Okay, so over the next several weeks, here on Dr. B with Love, we're going to be bringing in different speakers, and they're going to be talking to us about how to, you know, to really become more disciplined in whatever God has called you to do, whether it's being a writer, whether it's being a psalmist, a teacher, or a preacher, or a pastor, or a business owner, parent, wife, whatever, whatever place in your life that you know you are lopsided in, and you are not, you're on slow and not go, and you know where you are in those places that need to be strengthened. The Bible says, strengthen those things that remain that are ready to die. And so we're going to be doing that. And I'm so glad that you are going to join us in this journey of acquiring or learning habits that will allow us to have a lifestyle of a disciplined person. The Bible tells us simply to be diligent in business. To whatever you set your hands to do, do it well. Do it to the glory of God. Do it with love. You know, finish what you start. You know, you start it well, end well. Paul said, run your race in such a way, you know, that you win. And so that's what these series are going to be about. Again, we're looking forward to our author, Melvin Davis, coming with us on next Monday. We're looking forward to Prophetess Tanya. Please, I meant to pray for her while we were going forth in prayer, and I'll just pray at the end of the broadcast, lifting her up and encouraging her in her body, in her mind, and her spirit. Oh, God, and we just thank you for her because she's such a gifted sister. You know that? And I love it when she co-hosts with me because she has, you know, she has that creative edge. She's my cousin. But I also know that she's an awesome woman of God. So skillful and so gifted and so loving and caring. And so I just want her to feel the love tonight and know that we are praying for her. Amen. Absolutely. Okay, tonight I had a conversation with a pastor friend of mine in Arizona, and she's kind of at a
kind of at a writer's block, I believe, with her book. And so I'm going to be talking with her on tomorrow. But I thought about some of the principles that we wanted to lift up tonight in terms of being the lifestyle of a disciplined writer. And I would share one point tonight before the broadcast ends. What helped me to focus, you know, and what I know I'll have to remember on a consistent basis to remain focused is to, and again, this may sound so simple, but it's so profound. When you are preparing to your space for writing, wherever that is, whether it's in your office, in the sun room, in your bedroom, I've written a lot just in the middle of the bed, wherever it is, wherever you've chosen, let that place be cleared of any other mass media distractions. What I mean by that is turn the TV off, turn the radio off, remove any research materials or things like that that do not support or are not related to what you're writing about. In other words, create an atmosphere, create a space to where everything in that space is focused and supportive of what you are writing about. In other words, be intentional about creating the atmosphere so your writing can flow. I know today I didn't write any on my book, but I had a lot of calendar kind of things to do, appointments to make, people to contact, and this kind of thing. So I sat at my desk, I looked around, I'm sharing the office now with my husband, which is challenging for him and talented for me, but we're making it work. But I had, my desk was like all in disarray. So I had to stop and not only clear my desk, order my desk, but I had to make sure that his desk was kind of orderly too, because when I turned around and looked at his desk, oh my God, that's cluttered too. So clear the clutter everywhere, because when you look around, and you're thinking, you don't need to get focused on, you don't need to be distracted by the clutter in your space as much as you can, you know. And so my husband and I blended his man cave and my office, which was three times the size of my husband's man cave, before I gave it up for a few months. So we crammed a whole lot of stuff in this small space. So it's a little bit difficult to, for not to, you know, at least have so much stuff in it. But that particular space where I'm writing, clear it as much as you can of things that do not support your writing space. Okay, does that make sense? It's something simple, but it really so profound, because when I did that this morning for myself just to do the work, that I needed to find out, it cleared me inwardly as well. In my mind and in my spirit, I got focused. And I got a lot done today. I really did. I got a lot done. So that's the tip I'm going to leave with you tonight. Again, I want to invite you to join us on next Monday night, where author Melvin Davis is going to be here. He's writing a wonderful novel. And he's going to tell us a little bit about that. He blogs every day. Yeah, I love it. He in the morning, he says, the blog will be with you shortly, because he kind of announces it about an hour before he comes on, which I think is so awesome. So we're anticipating. He's a great writer, too. But he's going to give us some of his habits and the way he learned to become a disciplined writer. So stay tuned for that next Monday. I want you to have a fantabulous week each day. Own it. If you saw my all my Facebook followers, if you saw my Facebook post for Monday morning, my Her Sageness talks about Monday, and I talk about Psalm 68, verse 28, which I think was just an amazing scripture. So I'm going to let you look it up for yourself, Psalm 68, verse 28. Look that up. And so I have a picture of a coffee cup there. It says, don't quit. Don't do it. but it highlighted the word don't and it in another color. So don't quit. Rather, it highlights the words do and it. Don't quit, do it. So I want to leave you that with that thought tonight. That's part of being disciplined. Don't quit, do it. Not only Monday, but do it Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Then start all again on Monday, okay? Before you know it, that you had to do has been done. Amen. Okay, so I'm going to close this out in prayer, and I will. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We glorify you. We magnify your name again. We thank you for all the leading of the God and of the Holy Spirit tonight on tonight's broadcast. Father, we ask you to be with us all week long until we come back together again on Monday here on Dr. V with Love. Oh, God, lifting up a topic that is meaningful to you. You grooming us and shaping us and making us and remaking us, oh, God, for your glory so that we can fulfill our purpose here on the earth, Lord God. Certainly, again, we can't do it without you. We lift up particularly tonight our co-host, Prophetess Tanya out of Bakersfield, California, the poet, the writer, the preacher, teacher, the awesome woman of God, author as well. Also, we lift up our guest-to-be, author Melvin Davis, and everyone listening live or archived tonight. Father, we thank you for your love toward us. We thank you for your peace. We thank you for your joy. And it's in Jesus' name that we praise you and we pray. Amen. This is Dr. V signing out. Remember, God loves you, and I love you too. Good night.